We'll now go ahead and introduce Wayne Auten, the managing director of the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Wayne, can you please explain the issue with the 10 car and post-race tech this evening?
Sure. Here at Daytona International Speedway, it's post-race teardown. It was a great day for Colic Racing. Matt Colic getting his first win, which has been an owner in our garage area for about 4 years now. So it's really cool to see him get a win. And all the hype of finishing 1, 2, and 3 to going to a sort of a little bit of a low that third place finisher, A.J. Allmendinger's car, number 10, we DQ'd. Post-race teardown, all of our races, we check a vacuum test on the cars, and the engine would not hold a vacuum. So looking at parts on the car, we found a discrepancy in one area of the car that should have held the vacuum, and it didn't. And so we've advised Matt Colic, the owner, crew chief Chad Kendrick, and team manager Chris Rice, that the 10 car would be DQ'd.
Okay. Gentlemen, any questions for Wayne?
Sure. Whenever you go, especially to restrictor plate style races, teams are aware. Excuse me. The teams are very much aware that everything's got to be sealed up tight. It could compromise the availability of the restrictor plate to do its job. And post race, we go back to pre-race inspection on Thursday evening. We checked the cars, all the cars checked, passed. We put them to bed, so to speak, back into the garage area, and then we rolled the cars out to the starting grid today or yesterday, whichever way you look at it. And then post-race, we automatically tear down the winner to second place, and there's always a random car, and the 10 car was picked as the random this week. So we took the car back, and we did our due diligence to 16. The winner of the race, the 11 car, second place, went through the same process, the same procedure, the same inspection that the 10 car did, and the 10 car failed to hold the vacuum. And it's so the team was advised that they'd be DQ'd.
So this would be done
because
obviously teams with your engine rule can use the engine again, right?
That's correct.
So this is just specific to this race and not potentially any race that it was, if it, this was a second race for this engine, if it was used before?
No, the vacuum part of it's got all to do above the intake. So what the teams, what they seal, your question on the seal part, to explain that, we seal the water pump, we seal the oil pan, it's called a long block seal, and then we also have a short block seal that the teams have to meet, 19 of them during the season, 12 long blocks and 7 short block seals to the maximum or minimum number of 19 that they had to meet during the year. That does not in any way, shape, or form affect the, for the team to be able to use that engine again next week at Kentucky if they want to.
And do they face further penalties?
They are being DQ'd, and we're going to go on to Kentucky next week. We're DQing the 10 car this race here at Daytona, and this race is official, and we're done with Daytona. We'll head on into Kentucky next week.
And what is the advantage of a car that doesn't hold a vacuum? What's the reason for the rule?
Everybody, I think, in the history of NASCAR since we've been running, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series runs tapered spacer. We run those every week on our cars. There's a different size horsepower that they run now compared to back in the days whenever there was restrictor plate only on the cars. So you have an open hole spacer, which the team gets to provide. It's their team part. Then there's a gasket. It's the intake. Then you put a gasket on it. Then you put the team open hole spacer. Then you put the restrictor plate. Then you put the tapered spacer. We use a 7/8 restrictor plate here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series here at Daytona and Talladega, the same rules at both racetracks. And then the taper spacer is applied in a gasket, and then the carburetor is set on it. The older days, teens always tried to figure out a way to make the hole bigger. I think we've heard all kinds of stories about that, but our NASCAR officials do a fantastic job, and the engine builders, they helped us develop all this stuff. You know, it's just not something that NASCAR come up with, but the one item that we do know is everything needs to be sealed up tight, or it draws air a little bit quicker through the restrictor plate area, and it definitely, if it's below it, then it definitely is getting more air than intended.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Sure.